Evan's kin, Jalabar Zoe, was an exile who had no other refuge. Lady Emma Sande, a babe, seated on her wet nurse's lap. The talk was she would soon be wed to one of the Queen's cousins, so the Lannisters might claim her lands. The king was shaded beneath a crimson canopy, one leg thrown negligently over the carved wooden arm of his chair. Princess Marcella and Prince Tommen sat behind him. In the back of the royal box, Sander Clegane stood at guard, his hands resting on his sword belt. The white cloak of the king's guard was draped over his broad shoulders and fastened with a jewel brooch, the snowy cloth looking somehow unnatural against his brown, rough-spun tunic and studded leather jerkin. "Lady Sansa," the hound announced curtly when he saw her. His voice was as rough as the sound of a saw on wood. The burnt scars in his face and throat made one side of his mouth twitch when he spoke. Princess Marcella nodded a shy greeting at the sound of Sansa's name, but plump little Prince Tommen jumped up eagerly.
"Sansa, did you hear? I'm to ride in a tourney today. Mother said I could."
Tommen was all of eight. He reminded her of her own little brother, Bran. They were of an age. Bran was back at Winterfell, a cripple, yet safe.